Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, as mighty as He is, He loves us and He speaks to us heart to heart. The Lord knows all things. He sees all things, even through time, which gives us a great advantage. The more we trust Him, the more like Him we become. We get to share His likeness. We represent Him in every way. Ray Wilson pointed out something in our Sunday school class that helped me with my focus on God. We are He's the vine, we're the branches. And He supplies everything we need to bear fruit. When we bear fruit, we represent God. In the sight of the world, we represent God. When this happens, people have a chance to see the Word of God in action. And the love of God in action will either draw people or people will repel themselves from it. If they love the world too much, they're not going to come. But the more we represent God, the more people desire. You know, the illusions fall off the, you know, like scales on the eyes. When Apostle Paul, who was Saul, when he first got saved on the road to Damascus, scales was on his eyes. After he saw Jesus, he went blind. And on this road from the road to Damascus to the street called Straight, he couldn't see naturally. But he could see, he was beginning to see spiritually. But on the road to Damascus, before Jesus knocked him down and he saw the Lord, he saw the glory of God, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" All the adjustments was made in the glory of God because He thought he was doing the right thing. Just like so many Christian believers who have their doctrines, they think they're doing the right thing in their doctrine. And they feel like if they don't do their doctrine, they're betraying God. They're tied to that. They're connected to a doctrine. And the only part of the doctrine that's working for them is the word of the pure word of God that they happen to believe. But the other parts of the doctrine, it holds them back. And just like Saul, Pharisee Saul, he thought he was right in his opinions. And he ignorantly served those opinions. But when he heard the preaching of Stephen, it pricked his heart. Jesus said, "It's hard for you to kick against the priest." Then he couldn't see. From the road of Damascus to the street called Straight, he couldn't see. The Lord was working with him. And the men heard the Lord tell him to go to the street of Damascus. They didn't hear the whole thing. But they ran away from the glory of God. But they heard him say, "Go to the street of the street called Straight." They heard that part of the dialogue with Paul. And when he got there, Nicodemus prayed for him, and he got his sight back. Scales fell off his eyes. When we enter the glory of God, when we seek the Lord, when we study the Word, the scales that's been holding us back fall off our eyes. When we live the life of God, we enable people to see in truth what God is like. When we love them unconditionally, with a love that don't change, everlasting love don't change. When we love them with everlasting love, it doesn't change. And they get a chance to see the things of God. And then scales can fall off their eyes. I like to open people's eyes so that they'll know. See, some people are tares. They're just not going to follow God. They don't want to. They have no. I've heard, like in the course of my life, there have been people that understood, they believed, they knew that everything I was saying was right. But they say, we just don't do it. It's not automatic, and sometimes you got to change what you desire. The world is stealing your desire for God. It does everybody that way, but when you want the word, when you treasure the love of God, the word of God, you break through those bonds and those yokes that hold you back and those scales that dim your eyes. This is what happens whenever we bear fruit. And we've been talking about trust again this week. And this is Friday, so the rest of the week we kind of touched on trust. When you trust the Lord, that's the fastest way to elevate in the Lord. You already have faith. But when you trust everything He gives you to do, now, when the Lord gives you something to do or He began to teach you something that's new to you, you have to trust Him on it. The more you trust Him, the faster you'll receive it. And see, when you embrace the Word of God, when you embrace it and you love it and treasure it, that trust turns into faith. Now you believe in God for something that's very necessary that you had no knowledge of until the Lord said, do this or do that. Or the teaching came to you. And see, there's promises in it. There's all kind of activity in the Word of God. When you start trusting God and obeying Him, you're operating in a much greater measure of faith. You know, believing God for a new car is faith. Believing God for healing is faith. You'll get it. But when you believe God for His will, His perfect will, you're on the road to much greater things. And you're going to see things in a much greater way. Everything is greatly enhanced. Greatly enhanced. That's why it's so important for us to follow Him and follow through with what's in His heart. Because when we do so, we live so much better. And God can do so much more in and throughout our lives. We don't have to suffer with the rudiments of this world, the way other people measure the world. We can do it wholeheartedly. When you embrace the trust of God with wholehearted faith, see, you're already on track if you're in faith already. And the reason people don't do that, I'm not picking on people when I say that even Word of Faith ministers, there's not been much teaching on trust. And then they, when people do talk and teach about trust, they teach it as faith, but it's different. Your trust gives you the ability to embrace the unknown of God. Man, that's perfect. Trust gives you the ability to embrace the unknown things of God. See, some treasures of God you just don't know. You haven't been taught, and the people that you look up to didn't know it either. And the Lord is always refining us. And you can't tell. Sometimes the people, David said, Your word has made me wiser than my teachers. And we look up to our teachers. We're standing on their shoulders. And we always will. Because they gave us the foundation we needed to get started. But eventually, once you put a Christian on the right track and they begin to follow God on their own, they're going to keep learning things. They don't stay on the same level of learning. It's impossible. If you thoroughly follow God, you start learning things that people that have never taught before. You start seeing things that you never saw before. And it's good. You start doing things that sometimes nobody on earth has done. concepts come to you, and you start understanding things that people never thought about, let alone teach. Even though you're standing on their shoulders, and I'm standing on the shoulders of many great men of God, but the Lord kept teaching me things, and some things that He's teaching, you just don't hear. That's why I say people have not heard the depths of revelation on trust. But when you go to the Lord, and everything that I teach or anybody teach, take it to the Lord. Whoever's teaching, take it to the Lord and listen. Listen to Him. Give Him a chance to speak to your heart. Ask questions, because there are treasures that can be found. And the Lord likes to use people that's unknown, unheard of, that just love and trust Him to introduce things to the body of Christ. Lester Sumrall said that change don't usually come through organization, it comes through one person. And he's right. If you look at all the things that happened, the greatest moves of God came from people that nobody expected. You know, William Seymour, he just yielded to God and started one of the greatest revivals, the Azusa Street Revival, in a house. This thing went all over to England. It changed America because he just sought the Lord. He kept praying and praising God and worshiping God. And he lived in God's presence. And people received it. And it lasted until church got involved. Not enough, you know, it continued. But Pentecostal people, you know, they were saying, you do it this way. I happened to see a video in real time, William Seymour, somebody recorded it and put it on YouTube. And it was interesting. And it's important to do what God gives you. See, you can do whatever William Seymour did. You can do what Charles Finney did. You can do in your life what the Holy Spirit will personally give you to do, and it will be just as effective. Now, some ministries is concealed and some are revealed. Every ministry is not revealed. God has purposes. But doing what God say is a blessing. God need all kind of soldiers, all kind of men of God. The way you help your church family and your pastor. See, when you don't have a problem with pride, now you can function where God needs you to function. And you can become much more effective. And I wanted to be effective in life. I didn't want to just float through this life haphazardly doing things. I wanted to do precisely what God needed me to do. And He called me to be an apostle. But in my interpretation of an apostle is doing what Jesus said to do. It's an office. It's something God gave me to do. He talked to me often about the church and the condition of it. He showed me what things that's going on, things that I need to know so I can pray. Apostles don't do the work of a pastor per se. They do things that God gives them to do. God gives me assignments and I do them. And it's effective. Whatever God give you to do, do it the way He give you. Let Him just do the method that He give you personally, and it'll work. Stick with it. And when you do it, it works. We talked about expectation this week. you don't know when you when God gives you something, it's gonna be better than what you expect. It's gonna be far different. If He give you a guiding vision, if He give you a vision, okay, expect the vision to happen. But if He don't give you a vision, but give you things to do, just understand that it's gonna work. It's gonna fulfill a need of God. What more can? If God said do it, with all your resources you have, can't you trust Him and just do it? It's so much more peaceful. There's a strong rest in just doing what He said do. And we're not limited. Years ago, I did a broadcast, a message. I said, in the discourse of the message, I said, the Lord had me to say that you already have what you say. A negative mindset produces negative speech, which causes people to speak negative. I hear so many people say, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. And they're actually limiting God and causing their angels to be unemployed. I told my son this yesterday. Their angels are unemployed because they're not talking right. But the demons are employed to help to hold them back because they keep saying with their mouth that they can't afford something. But Jesus said, ask and it will be given you. Knock, it will be open. Seek, you will find. And I've seen it so many times. Some people make less money and have more than people that talk wrong. Get rid of dead speech. If you're going to trust God, you have to know that God can get things to you, knowledge, wisdom, the right resources, even things, so many different ways. Don't limit Him. Stop expecting the low life. Stop expecting, just because people that you look up to didn't go as far. People, you know, when you look to people that have blessed you, I noticed this so many times. The expectation tapers off according to what they're looking at. If you look to a pastor and the pastor only goes so far in your sight, that's how you expect. But that's wrong, because the ministry can look small but be big. If you're depending on things to look a certain way, you're limiting God. It doesn't work that way. You do what God said do, and God will cause it to do what it's supposed to do. And it will go as far as it's supposed to go. Some ministries are huge, but they look small. Some ministries look huge, but the essence of what they're saying is too small. Following God is the key. You can't go by anything you see, hear, or feel. You have to. You can't trust emotions. You have to trust Him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You know, when Apostle Paul wrote the New Testament portions that he wrote, his ministry looked minute. He was in jail. The enemy thought he had him. The people thought he wasn't a threat, because he was in their jail and they felt like they were his masters. How about that? But he talked about not being ashamed of his bonds. And the Lord used it to get a message to us in 2020. Not only us, but the whole world. Meditate on the trust in the Lord. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.